نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the potential evil of our deeds and ourselves and the consequences of our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah allows to go astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and obedience except Allah. He is alone without any partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, be conscious of Allah. Put a shield between yourselves and Allah's punishment by doing what He commands and staying away from what He forbids. And do not die except in a state of submission as Muslims. O mankind, be conscious of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from them both spread many men and women. And fear your Lord, be conscious of your Lord, and do not cut off your family ties. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, and say that which is correct. If you do so, Allah will rectify your deeds and forgive you of your sins. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the highest success. Brothers and sisters, the best narrative is the speech of Allah in the Quran, and the best guidance is the model of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The worst of affairs are issues that people invent and introduce into this complete way of life and Islam. For every introduced matter leads astray, and everything that leads astray leads to the fire. We seek refuge in Allah from the fire. Brothers and sisters, something that we are all in need of, and we constantly ask for it, whether we recognize that, we're cognizant of that or not, but we're constantly asking for it every single day. As believers, we're required to pray 5 times a day. And there is a special prayer that's a requirement in every single prayer, asking Allah for guidance. While reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, the greatest chapter in the Quran, you ask Allah to guide you to the straight path at least 17 times, if not more. If you're praying extra, then you would be asking for more guidance. But do we recognize what are we asking for exactly? We ask for guidance, guide us to the straight path. Guidance here, is it to be consistent in guidance? Is it to find guidance? The straight path, what is it? The scholars have said many things. They've said the straight path is the Quran itself, or following the Quran. They've said it's the messenger and his tradition, his sunnah. They said it's the community and the large body of the Muslims, and following their example as well. They said many things in explaining what this prayer is all about. Today, inshallah, we're going to discuss what is this prayer, what are we asking for. And you can call it a divine GPS. A GPS is a global positioning system. But where are you in this globe? And where are you headed? Is the question that we wish to answer, inshallah ta'ala. The first meaning of اهدنا الصراط المستقيم is when we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us firm. To keep us firm and keep us constant on this path. This path includes all the aspects of religion, all the aspects of Islam. So we wish that Allah Azza wa Jal keeps us fast on it. And this is taken from the Messenger's example, alayhi salatu wasalam. The best of Allah's creation taught his nation this constantly, where he would pray a regular prayer. And he would say, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ. O you who alters the hearts and changes the discourse and changes the opinions and changes the hearts, keep my heart firm on your way. keep my heart firm on Islam. And this is the messenger of Allah. Are we not all in need of that reminder of being firm, being constant, and being consistent? So we should all say, Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O you who alters the heart, keep our hearts firm on your deen. The second meaning that you can extract and reflect on every time you make this prayer is to increase in guidance. To increase in guidance. Because you cannot get enough guidance. You can't be guided enough, if you will. What's the proof for that? You ask for it constantly. If it was sufficient for you to get it once and you're good to go, you're born Muslim and you're good to go, you converted to Islam and you're good to go, then you wouldn't need to stay asking for it, to be consistent in asking for it. But what we all need is to grow in this guidance. Guidance does not come to you all at once. The Messenger ﷺ received revelation for 23 years. And who was the one growing him spiritually? Who was the one disciplining him spiritually? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet it took him a period of 23 years of growth, of development. And we're all in need of that. We are all in need of that. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Those who've been guided already, Allah increases them in guidance and grants them taqwa, being conscious of Him. So this is what we need. So to stay constant, to stay firm on the path forever. And number two, to grow and to develop and to increase in this guidance. The third meaning is many times, for multiple occasions, or almost everything you think of, people have differences of opinion. We're not just talking about Islamic affairs. Every affair on the planet, everyone seems to have an opinion. What is the solution? We need guidance. You can't guide yourself. It's not your smarts, it's not your intellect, it's not your research alone. You must have divine providence, divine guidance to guide you through, to show you the way. And this is the practice of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. One of his most famous prayers in the night prayer is where he would beg Allah and he would say, Allahumma Rabba Jibra'il, oh Allah, you're the Lord of Gabriel, the greatest and mightiest of angels. Wa Mika'il, and Michael, another of the angels. Wa Israfil, and Israfil, another of the angels. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, you've brought everything into existence, the heavens and the earth. عالم الغيب والشهادة, you know what's apparent and you know what's secret. You know what's public and you know what's hidden. اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك. Guide me to the truth that people have differed upon. إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Indeed, you Allah, guide whoever you wish to the straight path. So this is a prayer because people have differences of opinion. People have different understandings, different levels of comprehension. We all need to be guided, and we need to be guided in these affairs that people differ upon. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us, to keep us firm and constant on guidance, to show us the way and increase us in guidance, and to give us guidance for matters where people have differed. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. All praises due to Allah. We thank Him for all the blessings that He's given us. In fact, He's the Lord of everything in existence. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and obedience except Allah. He's alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. And we ask Allah to elevate the rank of our beloved messenger Muhammad, to raise his mention and to bless him, to shower him with grace, with security, with peace, along with his family, his companions, and all those who follow his guidance to the last day. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about guidance. Every single matter in life needs you to be guided. You can't just go about things nonchalantly without thinking about things. But again, you're constantly in need of the one who's in charge of the heavens and the earth. And that's why we have this constant reminder. We recite Surah Al-Fatiha in prayer. But what we need to do is put this, comprehend it, reflect on the meanings. Don't just say empty formulas and empty phrases that have no meaning whatsoever. It's like a chore that was given to you and you have no clue what is behind it. You're constantly asking for guidance. The fourth meaning of guidance is a type of guidance for every single circumstance that you find yourself in. To be guided to the devotion that Allah wants of you in a certain time and a certain place. To clarify myself more, if you're rich, you need to ask Allah to guide you to worship Him in the best way as a rich person, which is to be grateful for the blessings that He's given you and to give others from those blessings. If you're healthy, you need to be grateful to Allah for that blessing. So you ask Allah to guide you to be grateful for that blessing in that particular circumstance, in that particular condition. If you're poor, you ask Allah to guide you to worship Him in the best way by being patient, by being satisfied and content with what Allah gave you and not being upset and complain about it. If you're not healthy, you ask Allah to guide you in that situation, in that condition, to thank Him for all the other blessings that He's given you and to worship Him also by being patient, by recognizing that you're going to walk on earth with no sins, because being sick, having difficulties and tribulations for the believers is a source of expiation. Your sins are being wiped out without you even realizing it. But you have to have the right form of worship. As a community, we might be better off than other people locally and globally. We might be better off. So we need to ask Allah as a community to guide us to worship Him in the situation that we're in. We're at peace, we can pray openly. We can worship our Creator somewhat openly, freely. Yes, we have spies here and there, but it's all good. It's still a free country. There's other brothers and sisters in the world, in some Muslim countries, that are being bombarded. They cannot pray. They cannot go to the mosque and worship their Lord freely. They can't even eat and drink because they're under a complete, I don't know what you call it. It's not humane. Terms from human beings can't even explain what's going on in the land of the Muslims. More specifically, what's going on today and in these times is what's going on to our brothers and sisters in Syria. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy on them. The fifth meaning of guidance, brothers and sisters, is for us to elevate and for us to move on from already doing something good, because you might be engaged in something good. You might already have something positive, but to increase and to move on to something better. To move on to something better. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. The true righteous believers are the ones who hear revelation, they hear the reminder, and they select the best of it and they follow it. So you move on from doing something that might be positive individually to something that is even better. So for example, you could be reciting Quran to yourself because Allah has blessed you and you learn how to recite the Quran. But you decide, hey, I don't want just my individual benefit, I want to benefit other people, so you teach others. You might have wealth and you're spending it on your family and you're thanking Allah for that wealth by doing the obligation, which is to spend it on your family. But then you move on from that small circle and you move on to a larger circle. You help others who are in need in the community or those who might be in neighboring communities and so forth. So you move from one positive thing to the next. The believer is never satisfied. He doesn't get stagnant and he doesn't get stationary and he says, I'm happy. The Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام worshipped his Lord and he would only increase in the worship of his Lord. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. This is what Allah commanded him. Worship your Lord until death overcomes you. And that's why he was constant in moving from one good aspect of worship to the next. So we need to ask Allah to guide us to perform that. Because we cannot just do it on our own. We need that divine help. We need Allah عز وجل to guide us. The sixth meaning is that we ask to be shown that which may not be always apparent to others. Some things are not apparent to others. Allah only makes them apparent to selected individuals who are guided. So everybody sees it shining outside. But Allah gives wisdom to some people
where they say, you know what, I see some clouds. We're not talking about weather here, the weather channel. We're talking about real life stories. I see some clouds behind this shiny environment. So I see something else. What Allah Azza wa Jalla is guiding them. They have a different station with Allah. The way we reach that is by asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for guidance constantly. Those are some of the meanings of why we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم and why we're so consistent in it. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to recap and to be a reminder that whenever we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path, we're recognizing, we're cognizant of the fact that the straight path is the whole of Islam. It's following it full-heartedly. But it's also to remain constant in it, to remain firm in it. Not to lose it. Not to choose any other guidance but the Qur'an, but the way of the Messenger. Not to use any other type of way of life other than Islam. Stay firm and constant. And number two, to increase and to grow and to develop in this guidance. And number three, to be guided for issues where people have differed. And number four, to be guided for the particular and proper act of worship and devotion that Allah requires of us in any situation that we might find ourselves in. And number five is to be guided from one good to something that is even better. And number six, to be shown things that might not be apparent to other people. That only comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inna huda Allahi huwa al-huda. In fact, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. The only guidance is that comes from Allah. So if you want it, كلكم ضال, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, all of you, oh my servant, my creation, all of you are lost. All of you are astray, إلا من هديتم. فاستهدوني أهدكم. Except the ones that I've shown the way to. Except the ones that I've guided. So ask me for guidance and I will give it to you. I will grant you guidance. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us all. So these are some of the forms of guidance. But we might ask ourselves, what's the reason for such renewal? What's the reason for such diversity that requires us to perpetually and to constantly seek renewed guidance? There's many reasons, but I'll just leave you with this. Experience provides us with greater knowledge and expertise. That's what life is all about. That's why you move on from one stage of life to the next. A person can only acquire such experience after long years immersed in patient work and wise observation. And that's why the elderly in the community are more guided than the ones who are still struggling as teenagers and even younger than that. Maybe you don't agree with them. Maybe they might not be the wisest in your opinion, but they have a lot of life wisdom, street smarts that Allah has given them. They might have nothing to do with religion. It might be a homeless person on the street that is guided by Allah Azza wa Jalla through his life experiences. So don't underestimate wisdom. Don't underestimate guidance and reach to it and go for it. What I want to conclude with, brothers and sisters, is an issue that we all really need to be guided in. The majority of the scholars of this ummah have spoken and they've encouraged all the Muslims to take a stance in what's taking place in Sham, in Syria nowadays. They've spoken and they've encouraged all the believers to be aware of what's going on, the atrocities that's taking place, the persecution that's happening for the Muslims. And by the way, it's not just Muslims, because Syria has so many different religions. Everyone is getting it if they're standing in the face of tyranny. So the scholars say, keep them in your dua. That's an obligation for us. We need to be guided to keep them in our dua. We're relaxing, we're chilling. But other people are frying, they don't have food to eat. People go to the hospitals there and they get killed in the hospitals. This is not CNN or BBC, and I'm not trying to give you a newscast. But a lot of us might not be aware of what's happening to our brothers and sisters. The atrocities for the Ummah are constant. Yes, Kashmir and Palestine has been going on for 60 years. And we need to always remind ourselves of what's taking place in those places. But there is something new when we ask Allah for guidance in a particular situation and a particular time. Right now, what's happening in Syria is unprecedented. So we need to take a stance on it. We need to do whatever is in our power to help these brothers and sisters. Starting with prayer. Second is donations. And you're going to have a lot of fundraising for this affair. It's not just for the people inside. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give them victory. There is no doubt. It's just a matter of time. Victory is guaranteed. But you're going to be asked to give funds to share with some of what Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided you with. Because there's refugees now all around, in Jordan, and in Lebanon, and in Turkey, struggling. Because all these countries are poor themselves, so they can't host new people. So you're supposed to give. And please, if you're not going to do anything, don't stand with the tyrant. Don't stand with the oppressor, because you'll be resurrected with him on the day of resurrection. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless the messenger Muhammad and to raise his rank and to shower him with grace and with mercy along with his family and all those who follow his guidance to the last day. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh our Lord, give us the good of this life and the good of the next life and save us from the fire. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh our Lord, we've wronged ourselves, we transgressed your limits, we've made poor choices, we're confessing our sins. If you don't forgive us and if you don't have mercy on us, we'll be amongst the losers. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh our Lord, guide us and don't lead our hearts astray after you've guided us, and grant us mercy and grace from you. Indeed, you're the one who provides. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ولا تجعله ملتبسا علينا فنضل. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ولا تجعله ملتبسا علينا فنضل. Oh Allah, we ask you to show us the truth as truth and guide us to follow it, and show us falsehood as falsehood and guide us to stay away from it, and don't make it ambiguous and don't make it hidden from us. Make it clear to us, oh Allah. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أبقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us righteousness and taqwa that prevents us from sinning and transgressing your limits. And we ask you to grant us righteous deeds that will get us to your paradise. And we ask you to grant us certainty to face the difficulties and tribulations of this life. And we ask you to let us enjoy the blessings that you've given us to the fullest. Enjoy our hearing and our vision and our strength all the way until we meet you, O Allah. And we ask you not to make our calamity and our tribulation and our religion. We ask you not to make this material life our biggest concern. And to not make hell our destination, but to make our final and everlasting abode a paradise of bliss. O Allah. Allahumma alayka bi taghiyati al-sham. Allahumma alayka bihi fa'innaka aziz. Fa'innaka qawiyun sahab. O Allah, we ask you to destroy the tyrant of Syria. O Allah, show us an example in how you take people who wrong and transgress against your servants, O Allah. Allahumma ansur ikhwana al-mustada'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. O Allah, assist our brothers and sisters who are persecuted everywhere on this planet, and give them victory against their enemy and your enemy, O Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. والحمد لله رب العالمين. We ask you, O Allah, to bless our messenger Muhammad and to raise his rank and to shower your grace and your mercy upon him and his family and his companions. And all praises due to you, O Allah, you're the Lord of everything.